Greetings from Dragonfly Cottage. This is Maitri, and it is about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Sunday the 15th of December 2013, and we are full tilt into the holiday season, 10 days before Christmas. I hope that wherever you are, and whatever you celebrate, you're having beautiful days, and I hope that you're able to slow down a little bit, go a little slower, breathe a little deeper, move a little easier and more gently through the days ahead. I have been having some very sweet sort of thoughts about the holiday season this year. First of all, I am uncharacteristically completely finished shopping early, and that is partly because we have all decided that we are going to have a smaller Christmas, not spending so much money, really focusing on just loving one another and being together. Two of my three children live out of town with their spouses and a grandchild that's 18 months old. All of the kids, my daughter and son-in-law who live here, and the other kids, all very busy working. And money is tight for everybody all over the place, but still there is something about the over-commercialization of Christmas, which I know you hear it everywhere, and I'm not going to belabor that point. But somehow, it like takes the joy out of Christmas for everybody. Rush, 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 go, 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 do, 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 buy, 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 go into debt, you know, worry, worry. Finally, this year, we are just making it simpler, and because I don't really leave my house, I shop for everything online, but everything I bought, except for a couple little things that I got for each of my little grandsons from Amazon, I bought all of my gifts for my children and my in-laws, my son-in-laws and my daughter-in-law, everything I got on Etsy. I know you all know what Etsy is. I'm sure you do. ETSY.com. All handmade goods from artisans around the world who make their living with handmade goods from home. I really, really love that. I have had an Etsy shop in the past. I do not currently. But I really love supporting people who are doing handmade goods instead of big shopping malls and whatever. And you know everybody needs to decide what they want to do for themselves, of course, but this is just something that was important to me to do. So those waiting for those things to come and wrap, I've got all of that done. And tomorrow is my middle child and second daughter's, Rachel's, 34th birthday. So tomorrow night we'll be going over there to have a little birthday celebration for Rachel. And then there will be 9 days. So since I am pretty well organized as far as what I need to do for others for Christmas, I have decided that I wanted to make this year a very special year to begin to do something that I want to do not just during the holiday season, but all year long. And this is about two things. It's about angels, and it's about miracles. Now, angels are something that we are all thinking about this time of the year, because you can't help it. There are angels everywhere. Christmas is an angel season. But we know, at least those of us who know in our hearts, that there are angels all around us all the time. I feel very blessed by my angels, and I feel their presence in my life. I ask for their help and their guidance. But further and more to the point, I think it's important for us to be angels for one another. Two, I do believe in miracles, and I certainly pray for them in my own life. But I think there is an evolution in what I am learning and discovering, and that I want to share with all of you, that I want to talk about on my website and in my podcasts and blog posts. And that is, first of all, we need to be angels for one another. But second, we need to be miracle makers for one another. I've had many just amazing, wonderful incidences in my life of this lately. But this past week, I received an email that had just left me breathless with joy. I was given quite a special gift from someone that would be very helpful for me with my work. And it not only filled me with so much gratitude for the gift that I received, it made me so aware how extraordinary it is when something seems to have come as if out of thin air and change not just the whole course of your day, but your life for some time to come. And I thought, I want to be an angel for others, and I want to help make miracles for other people. I really, in this podcast, want to talk about this, and I want to encourage you to not only connect with your own angels, they are there to help you. I believe this with my whole heart. I have had evidence in a physical sense many, many times of the angels' presence in my life. But isn't it something if we're not always just looking out for what an angel or another person, anybody, can do for us, but what we can do, how we can serve as an angel in someone else's life? And I have a couple of little miracles that I am praying for, but I think too, on that score, pray for a miracle, release it, let it go, and know that that miracle is far more likely to happen for you if you don't cling to it by your fingernails, hoping, praying in some angsty place, just frantic, hoping the miracle will come true. Put it out there. Believe, let go, and then look for how you can create a miracle for somebody else. Because if you think about it energetically, miracles are more likely to happen. Help from angels or others is far more likely to happen. From a place where our own hearts are open and free, and in a place where we are just wide open and not grasping and clutching and coming from fear, when we let go and we try to focus on what we can do for others, the whole energy around us changes and things come to us much more quickly. So, not that we're trying to do something to get something, but we are aware that when we are in the flow of continual giving and receiving, that energy just speeds up around that. Miracles will manifest more quickly in our lives when we work at helping them manifest more quickly in someone else's. As a dear one just this past week gave me an unexpected and very generous gift, I was able to do that for somebody else today. And what propelled me to do this was because of what was done for me. And because of what was done for me, I was able to do this. And I know, I believe, that just in that karmic sense that we all live with, karma is nothing more than cause and effect. It is what goes around comes around, and I see that in a very beautiful, expansive way when we are both being guided and helped by our angels and then able to turn around and be an angel for someone else. When we are the recipient of miracles and then can turn around and provide a miracle for someone else. So let's talk about that a little bit. This is not a complicated thing. You don't have to be wealthy to do something big for someone. Most of the miracles that we give and receive are really pretty small. They're big to us when we receive them. They're big to the person who receives what we might be able to give. But it can be the smallest thing. And so, because we are in the middle of the holiday season, I want to remind those of you who might be in a place that I or anybody else is so easily in their mind this time of year. We're so caught up with, I have to do this, I have to do this, you know, a laundry list of things to do, feeling overwhelmed and tired and like you can't get it all done. First of all, I'm going to stop right there and tell you something that I shared with the people on my mailing list this week. Every day now that I am doing on my website, 365 Days of Mindfulness, a new post goes up every single day, and the people who are on my mailing list get a newsletter that has part of the post from that day, and then a link you can jump over and read from the website, so it doesn't take up quite so much room in the post. But I'm also making really special, pretty little things that go out, a new one every day, with thoughts or ideas about the holidays, helpful hints, creative things that might be able to be done, and so forth. So I recently sent one out a few days ago called It's Time to Play the Subtraction Game. And the subtraction game is always something good to do, but especially during the holidays when you're feeling so overwhelmed. And what the subtraction game is in the middle of your super, super busy life, your work, your family, your friends, the shopping, the wrapping, the cooking, whatever, and you are just feeling so overwhelmed, your head's about to blow off. Take a moment. Take a deep breath. Relax. Now sit down with a piece of paper and a pen. You can do it on your computer, you can do it in your journal. Make a list of every single thing you can possibly think of that you are feeling you have to do right now. Whether it's just on this particular day or for the holiday season ahead, write down every single thing down to the tiniest detail that you think you have to do. Wow, just looking at your list wears me out. Now just look at that list for a minute. Now take your pen. Cross off every single thing that you really don't have to do. There are so many things things that we do because we feel like we ought to do them, because we're supposed to do them, because we always did them before, so we guess we have to do them again. There are just so many things we do that we don't have to do. You'll be surprised. You'll go through the list, and then you look at all the stuff that's remaining. Now, really, do you really still have to do all of those? You go through the list, and you cross things off, and then circle the things so they're easy to spot on your list that you think you still need to do. Make a new list of just the circled items, and look at that list. Do you really have to do everything on that list? Will the world come to an end if you don't? Can you say to your family, your friends, the people you think you have to do all those things for, it will really help me if I can simplify things this Christmas so that I can really give more to the things and the people that I really, really want to do and be fully present with this and really enjoy the holidays instead of being so stressed? How about we help one another with this? How about you cross some things off your list too? Let's help one another simplify this Christmas. I bet you're going to see a look of relief that you've never seen before. Keep paring down until you have the vital elements that you really feel have to be done. That is the subtraction game. You can do this every single day, all year round. But during the holidays, it's doubly important because you're doing everything you do all year round, going to work, taking care of your family, your household, your animals, your friends, your church, your neighbors, your this, your that, whatever you do. Plus, you have all the holiday things added. And I find that we have so many things that have even gone as far back as our childhood that we're still doing because we did it then, and so we feel like we ought to. Our grandma, our mom, our auntie Lulu, or whoever did those things, and it would be a disservice to them or dishonoring them not to carry on the tradition. That was then. This is now. Let go. So as far as miracles, maybe the first miracle we create is for ourselves. Just like I've spoken so often about the lesson of Maitri. Maitri is my name. It's a name I took legally many years back now because it is the teaching of loving kindness and compassion. And the heart of that teaching is that we must first have it for ourselves before we have it to give to another person. You can't give from an empty well. So maybe we start out a season of miracles by developing that love for ourselves, by doing the subtraction game, by simplifying, slowing down, and making the holidays a time to enjoy from a relaxed place, and helping others around you do the same thing. So now from this place, that is slower, softer, calmer, gentler, where you can do everything you need to do to get ready for your holidays. You'll find that you have a sense of spaciousness in your life that you didn't have before. And these are the places in your life, the times that you have to create miracles for other people, for those people around you. There are very easy, simple, free, cheap, whatever ways that you can do this. one of the things that came to me the other day, and the idea simply delighted me. Imagine people, perhaps there is an elderly person that you know that's pretty much a shut-in and can't get out anymore, or you have a family member or someone in your church, your neighborhood, whomever, that you know is alone or lonely or doesn't have much holiday spirit. What if you did, this is so little, what if you got somewhere at the dollar store, at the drugstore, wherever, one string of Christmas lights, one little string of twinkly Christmas lights, costs almost nothing, doesn't matter what color it is, and you went in and they weren't there, and you put up that little string of Christmas lights all around the room, and you turn it on, and when they come back in, you've created magic for them. You cannot believe what a single strand of twinkly lights can do for somebody. And better still, what if you put those up? And what if you brought a tin or a plate of homemade Christmas cookies? And you put the lights up and you left the Christmas cookies with a little card saying, Merry Christmas, and write a little note. Do you realize what a simple, inexpensive, doesn't take long, little thing that could make that a child? Maybe somebody in your own house, even though the rest of the house is decorated, maybe they're going through a depression or a sad time, and your kid has gone to school, and you go in their room, and you put up some twinkly lights. And you leave, oh, cookies, whatever, you know, something unexpected. So when they come back, there's a little magic for them. You can do it for your husband, husbands, you can do it for your wife. Something that I thought of that I thought was such a lovely idea. Think of the people that you see all the time. One of the first things that I thought about, because I don't leave my house very often at all, as you all know, but the little bitty grocery store that's about 2 minutes from me, that's where I usually go when I have to go, it's small, it's close, it's where I go, and so there's one or two checkout ladies that I've gotten to know pretty well. Those are the ones that I always see. And when you go through the line, often it's an older lady, and she's probably very tired, and maybe, you know, past retirement age, but has to still work, and she's on her feet all day, and she's very tired, but she's always got a smile, and she's pleasant, and she's probably had this time of year when things are so crazy, probably had a good many people come through the line that weren't that pleasant. What if you had a little tiny something? A little, imagine just taking some time to bake some cookies and just making up some baggies, you know, like the little sandwich bag size baggies. And you put a few cookies in it, and a tiny little can be a handmade card. Just a tiny little square of something that says, Merry Christmas. I appreciate all you do. Look forward to seeing you. Have happy holidays. And you have that little card and a little baggie with some cookies. And as you're checking out and as you're getting ready to go, say, I just wanted to give this to you because I so appreciate seeing you. You light up my day. Merry Christmas. And you go on. Can you imagine what such a small gesture can mean? There are so many people like that we see in the course of our day. We see them day after day. They're not really relationships like our normal friends are, but they're very much a part of our lives. The postman that comes every day. somebody in some other small business that we deal with every day. I don't go to the cleaners, but some people regularly go to the cleaners or to some little shop to do this or that. Imagine just doing some little thing. You know, I have been knitting lately, and just sort of for therapy for me, but because I have a lot of yarn here. And so I'm working on my second scarf now, but I've been finding some really pretty little yarns, and I cast on 24 stitches. I wrote a post about that the other day, about 24 stitches. I don't know where I came up with that, just kind of my thing. I'm using circular needles, bamboo, size 15 needles, cast on 24 stitches, and just go until I run out of yarn on that ball. And I'm just making these scarves for therapy for me, but as I finish each one, I'm thinking of who I can give it to. Just kind of a little surprise gift. I'm about to give one, the first one that I finished, and I'm already thinking about who the one will go to that I'm working on right now. Do you know you can unravel sweaters and use that yarn? I know a lot of people that do things like go to the Salvation Army or little thrift shops or whatever. They buy up a bunch of sweaters, unravel it, use it. You can shop in your very own house. I swear I could never buy anything again except food and medicine and whatever I have, you know, at almost 60, you can just imagine. I am anything but Zen spare. So there are so many things in your house that you can recycle, repurpose. And yeah, we know all of that, but where are you going to recycle and repurpose them? Think about somebody that you can totally delight. Be an angel. Don't even let them know that you did it, that it came from you. Leave it where they'll find it. This is the season of love, of kindness, of compassion. As we pray for miracles in our own lives, see what you can do to be a miracle maker in someone else's. I guarantee you, you'll find your own miracles come true when you're out there doing them for somebody else. So I hope that you're going to gather together with me. We will be a band of angels and miracle makers. And I will leave you with a little story that is not really Christmas-oriented, but it's something fun that I did once that made a huge difference to the whole department that I was working in. It's been over a decade ago. I worked for a few months as a temp in the MRI department of a hospital, and we can see some pretty hard cases come through there. Very, very sad. And we had a week where it was just, oh, wow, really broke us down. And so I went in on the way to work one day, and I went to the little section of the drugstore where they have those little bottles of bubbles that you can blow. I bought all they had. I mean, they were, what, 59, 69 cents a piece. Bought a ton of them. Went into work, went around, didn't say anything, sat a little bottle of bubbles on every single person's desk, from the secretaries to our bosses. And all day long, people were giggling, blowing bubbles at one another, chasing one another, blowing bubbles at them. So funny. The hall down which the bosses' offices were, their doors were open, and you just could see gusts of bubbles coming out of their doorways. It changed the whole tenor of the day. It was a Friday. We ended the week being lifted up on bubbles. So simple, so cheap, such a little thing. So this year, let's be angels. Let's make miracles. And happy holidays to each of you. I'm sending you so much love from Dragonfly Cottage.